Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. Breaking news out of the NFL, another head coaching job has come open, this one in Baltimore, as the Ravens have fired John Harbaugh. Harbaugh spent 18 seasons head coaching in Baltimore and led the Ravens to a Super Bowl. There is now a new top head coaching candidate in this hiring cycle. College Football Transfer Portal news for the Iowa State football team today. They received a commitment from defensive tackle John Walker from UCF. Walker played two seasons at Central Florida, missing the 2024 season with a leg injury, but last season he recorded 40 total tackles. Walker comes to Ohio State with 2 years of eligibility remaining. NHL tonight, the Blue Jackets begin a four-game road trip in San Jose visiting the Sharks. Face-off is at 10 o'clock. You can catch the action here on The Fan at 9:30. And on the hardwood, the Cavs are on the road taking on the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! And Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Up and rolling here on a Tuesday. I'm Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, Reimer behind the glass. Austin, great to talk to you. I feel like it's been literally years since we've chatted. It was before Christmas.
It was way back in 2025.
It was last year.
It was last year. It's been a whole year since we've done a show together.
I've missed you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Before we get into what we're talking about, how's your mom doing? Is she doing okay? Because I talked to you, was it New Year's Day?
Yeah.
New Year's Day. We had Austin lined up and we had Murph lined up for the full 2-hour show. And you texted me, said, hey, can we pre-record? I said, yeah, I'm in studio, no problem. And you informed me that your mother, dear mother, broke her arm during New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day. So busy Thursday. Just how everyone wants to spend New Year's Day. Got up early after the loss, recorded with Bobby before I left. So, you know, got up, did that at 8 a.m. Early is a matter of perspective, but it is considering the fact that we got back to the media hotel in Irving around 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Central time.
Central time. And it's New Year's Eve. Get up, record with Bobby, then record with Berm. So get a couple episodes of The Beat, which you can find on the 97.1 The Fan YouTube channel or 10TV and 10TV Plus. And you should do that. Like and subscribe. So knock those out. And I'm like, well, I might as well hit the road and get a chance to go down and watch football with my dad. I almost never, basically never get to do that because of the rigors of this job. But it's going to be New Year's Day. That was win or lose. I was going to get to watch some football with my dad. But I'm like, let's head down there now. Maybe get the second half of the Orange Bowl. Certainly going to watch the Rose Bowl. And then a little sugar. Now, get sidetracked because once you arrive, the transfer portal festivities were already beginning, even though the portal wasn't open until Friday.
Well, I think they were already beginning before Ohio State even exited the locker room.
Before 2026 actually arrived, you had Jelani Thurman's agent deciding to take it upon himself to release some news. But anyway, this is a long windup to the fact that I get there and I'm like, I'm just going to knock out one or two of these stories real quick, help out the team. I talked with, Anthony and Maddie on the way, on the drive up, but all right, now it's like 2:30 Central Time. Great. Let's settle in, relax. We're going to get some pizza. We're going to have some beverages. And so while I'm finishing up work, my mom had taken Liberty out into the front yard. I don't know what they're doing.
Your parents live in Texas, by the way.
Yeah, they live in Green, Texas, right in the Texas Hill Country between Austin and San Antonio. So it had taken me about 4 hours to drive down there after the game. Happy to do it, to get a couple extra days with the family. And it turns out that having some extra help around the house might have been meaningful because Liberty is outside. The door opens up. My mom comes inside. I broke my arm. I broke my arm. I broke my arm. Oh, no. I broke my arm. My dad is sitting there. Okay, sure you did. And I get up and I go over to my mom. And from about the wrist down, it's she's holding it in place. It's dangling. And I said,
grizzly.
I say, yeah, she broke her arm. It's for real. Let's get some shoes on and let's get out of here. And Lib's coming into the house. I didn't hurt Mimi. I didn't hurt Mimi. I didn't hurt Mimi. And she's freaking out.
Oh, no.
So we get
pandemonium.
My dad gets hurt. My mom in the car. head straight to, you know, urgent care, the ER, that whole deal. And Allie and I go out into the front yard. It's like, well, what happened out here? And there is a jump rope tied to a ladder. And my mom had also been wearing house shoes and not like any kind with grip on the bottom. Leather bottomed house shoes, jumping rope with liberty. My mom, bless her heart, will play any game, anytime with her grandkids, but tying a jump rope to a ladder and hopping around in house shoes was not the move. And Liv's like, yeah, here we are. We're like, she was maybe 2 inches away from something being a lot more severe, like a curb in the head. So we're lucky for that. But she is as tough as they come. She didn't bat an eye. The next day, we're still walking around in green. She's got the cast. She's got the sling. She's basically refusing to, you know, take the full-fledged pain medicine. Just Tylenol extra strength. That's all that my mom needs. But good for her. They're going to be here in the middle of February. So that's about the time that cast is coming off in 6 weeks. But that was not what we were expecting on New Year's Day.
Well, I'm glad she's making a fine recovery. Ward women are very tough.
That's right.
And that she's fine. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. This hour coming up in our next segment, we'll keep all track of what's going on with the Ohio State transfer portal.
We're going to try.
There's a lot going on. So we'll do that in our next segment. 6:30, Austin, we will attempt to answer one of your questions of the day. This one pertaining to the services of one defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. That's coming up at 6:30. We'll hit the trail with Berm at 6:46. 7 o'clock hour, do the college football pulse. Adam King is going to join us in studio.
Maybe.
At 7:17. And then Austin's question of the day, part two, at 7:30, a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour, pertaining to what this Ohio State offense could possibly look like next year. What to you is burning in your brain about this offseason now for the Buckeyes? Again, we're very early in to the offseason. You have college football playoff semifinals starting Thursday and Friday. Like, yeah, you're not even to the next wave of games yet. I already feel like we have lived an entire offseason in basically less than 1 week.
Yeah, so the portal is still open, and that's a two-way street, and we'll talk plenty more about that on the Buckeye Show as it goes along. But, you know, you've already seen more than a dozen players enter the transfer portal, and that's, if it seems like it's a lot to you, A, it is, but B, that's also going to be the normal order of business. The only starter at this point for Ohio State to announce any portal entrance is Tegra Shibola, who had already been, you know, benched in the second half of the Big Ten championship game and did not play due to injury in the Cotton Bowl. He was a scratch there. And we had spent the previous 3 months talking about the potential for Josh Padilla or Gabe Van Sickle or Ethan Onyanwa to replace him in the starting lineup due to his inconsistency. So I think that had been one that was a bit of writing on the wall.
Yep.
And I still think that, I don't mean to diminish it, it is still significant. He started for multiple years at Ohio State, was key to the national championship. I don't approach this from perspective, even with the ups and downs, that makes him a tolerable loss or something that won't be still a challenge to replace. You know, we saw Gabe Van Sickle have a good half against Indiana and then really struggle against Miami. We saw Josh Padilla, you know, he was on the rise before that injury in November. He played well in relief once he got the opportunity against Miami. A little bit, you know, too late maybe to make an impact with the final score. But, you know, that's the only one where you look at this that it's like, all right, you have to replace someone that you counted on significantly last year or the year before.
Yeah, starter.
A true starter.
Bonafide starter.
But maybe not someone who was guaranteed to start next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
true,
that reinforces the way this is going to work from now on, which when that number looks big, the bottom third of your roster, if you're Ohio State now, is going to be a churn every single year. And now with this 15-day window in January, everyone's got to make these decisions all at once. It's not spread out. It's not, we'll come back and reconsider this. We'll see if we can win a job in spring ball, and then maybe someone has to go this way or Ohio State has to fill that hole there. Everything has to happen all at once. So I don't know that the decisions to leave are finalized. This could still be a change for the Buckeyes roster moving forward. So that is one bucket over here. The other bucket is hosting visitors. Ohio State's been very busy on that front. You got a tight end over the weekend, a long snapper over the weekend. Today they pick up a defensive tackle from Central Florida. They are hosting visitors, Christian Aliegro, the linebacker from Wisconsin. Kylan,
we'll have Berm on later.
Yeah, Berm can do this. You've got a cornerback from Auburn that is coming in and on a visit right now. You have Chaz Coleman. All these things happening at once. It's tough to keep all the names and locations straight. Makes me appreciate what Berm does with the recruiting front even more. But you have that, and you also have to manage the situation with the coaching staff where they already hired Cortez Hankton last week to coach wide receivers. But does that complete the offensive side of the football? If you still want to pursue a walk around head coach of the offense, what's going to happen with Matt Patricia and the rising interest in him at the next level? So all these things are happening
all at once
in the first 6 days of 2026.
Everything all together all at once, or whatever that movie was called.
I think that's what it's called.
Which stressed me out very much, and I didn't even finish it. I watched it for like 45 minutes. I said, this is too much for me, but that's what these guys are dealing with over in the Woody right now. We just cracked the iceberg on the transfer portal. Who's in, who's out? We'll keep you up to date on the latest with Ohio State's transfer portal comings and goings next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Toyota gives you more electrified hybrid choices than anyone else, including the stylish new Corolla, a name synonymous with Toyota quality and dependability, the elegant new Toyota Crown Signia, and the latest edition of the legendary 4Runner. Toyota's extensive lineup also includes battery EVs like the tech-savvy all-electric bZ4X and, of course, the iconic Prius, the hybrid that started it all. That's the power of choice from Toyota. Let's go places.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at cloudy skies here for tonight with lows down to about 40. And then for tomorrow here on your Wednesday, we're looking at cloudy skies in the morning, but sunshine for the afternoon and a high near 50. We'll be up into the mid-50s here on Thursday and eventually watching the rain building in here for Thursday night into Friday. But high temperatures up into the lower 60s here on Friday with near record highs expected. But eventually we are tracking some changes here with highs only in the 30s on Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
We're very close to Buckeye football. Very close. Uncomfortably close. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Austin Ward hanging out with us tonight. You can always watch the show on YouTube. You can always listen back to it. A podcast version, wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out in the YouTube chat tonight. Let's keep you up to date with everything that's going on in the transfer portal right now for the Buckeyes, because it is absolutely crazy.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on right now. On a scale of the one that hurt the most for Ohio State, was it Bryce West? Was it Aaron Scott? Was it Mylon Graham? Because I kind of go back and forth between all three of those gentlemen for the Buckeyes. The sting factor, as you put it earlier on in the week in one of your questions of the day on lettermanrow.com.
Yeah, to me, it's Aaron Scott. And you can almost flip a coin between he and Bryce West, because while I think that Aaron Scott, you know, played more last season off the bench and had made an impact on special teams as well, and I really was sort of enamored with this possibility of putting Aaron Scott and Devin Sanchez at corner and next year building around Jermaine Matthews in the nickel role. That dream was short-lived. It lasted like 24 hours, and then Aaron Scott announced his decision to go in there. I think one way or another, I thought he was going to, whether he was the third cornerback or this dream scenario that I concocted, he was right there in year three to make a jump and play a lot for Ohio State. Now, you could say that maybe the same thing is true for Bryce West, competed for the nickel with Lorenzo Styles, had one or two opportunities to show what he could really do there last season. And, you know, both of these guys, high profile recruitments,
yeah,
you know, nearby following Ohio State as they were growing up.
Aaron Scott was very, very high profile.
Yeah. And they both were. And it was a huge deal to land them when they did. And, yep. And then you put in this time, you put in 2 years, you know, that's not uncommon. That's the way that college football works. And then you're going to be ready to ascend. And both of them could have played roles. And it does change, I think, the dynamic. The name that I was struggling to get off of my tongue in the first segment on the Buckeye Show was Kayan Lee for the Auburn. He was also recruited a couple of years ago by Tim Walton and Matt Guerrieri. He's in on the visit. I think the Ohio State may have been involved with him no matter what. When you're losing Davison and Benosin, if you can get a starting caliber corner to add to that room, you try. Now that becomes more of a necessity. And the same is true for trying to solve, you know, the nickel situation. You still have to replace Caleb Downs, so you're going to need to pursue safeties. And all of that has been happening at once. So I think that there was the biggest surprise, I think, in the Woody would be Aaron Scott. I think from outside, if you want to make a case that Bryce West could hurt the most, I would listen to that too. Mylon Graham is in a spot, Beamer, where I don't know that the door is fully closed. I'm not trying to get hopes up. I'm not trying to...
A Bryson Rogers situation?
It could be a deportaling, an unportaling.
Jeremiah was upset about it. He went to Twitter with it.
So is Carnell Tate.
Yeah, Carnell too.
Because everybody knows like the potential that exists with Mylon Graham. And
talked a lot about him this offseason.
He was one of those guys where I was really on the bandwagon, maybe out driving it too hard, too far. Comparisons to Garrett Wilson and the way he played the game.
Driving down Shirley Basin, 90 miles an hour, man.
Barreling through the snow, turning back. That's, we'll see. I mean, Cortez Hankton, I think, is going to make an effort to salvage that situation. There's you can understand from Mylon Graham's perspective, you know, someone with his high profile recruitment, 2 years in the program, the playing time wasn't there, you know, effectively got passed by a walk-on in November when those reps were going to David Adolph against UCLA and Rutgers and not him. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be upset about that. And you know, when you're an Ohio State wide receiver, that you can, the second you're in the portal, you're going to have 20 options and they're going to be pretty lucrative. We'll see. If I'm not trying to get false hope out there. Out of everyone that's been in the portal, that's the only one that I think is even like a remote possibility at this point. But this is all new with a one-time portal window. We have seen players in the past, Sam Dixon a year ago, Bryson Rogers previously, you know, think that there might be greener pastures in there and then realize that it's better to stick around at Ohio State. You know, so maybe there will be more than one that reconsiders their options or finds out that some of these offers that are being floated by agents and programs that are back-channeled, maybe they're not actually real. And the offer you were getting from Ohio State was much better than you thought it was up front.
You mean to tell me that happens?
No.
Yeah, believe it or not.
No way.
Believe it or not, some of this money is not actually real and not as much as you think it's going to be. So we'll see if that winds up coming to be. I do think, and I mentioned Tegra Tshabola, that I don't want to just shrug off the loss of a starter, inconsistent or not. But if you're working with a list of the things that hurt Ohio State the most, you know, they have, if Tegra is the only true starter that you've lost, those other three still hadn't actually proven themselves as day in, day out contributors to Ohio State. But certainly in the secondary, there was an expectation that Aaron Scott and Bryce West would.
Yeah.
And that does alter some of the plans that this team has to pursue in the portal now.
So we've talked about, you know, portal exits. Let's talk about portal entries for Ohio State. To you, the biggest position of need for Ohio State on potential incoming players from the transfer portal. Now, they did get one earlier today, Central Florida defensive tackle John Walker. He did commit to Ohio State today, so he's enrolling. I don't know what the exact process or term is called, committing to a team from the portal, but you catch my drift. He's coming here to Ohio State out of the portal. He was unportaled back to Ohio State now. So you did get a defensive tackle, three-star recruit, out of the transfer portal from Central Florida. To you, biggest needs of acquisition from taking guys, scooping them out of the portal would be what, just as for this roster as a whole now?
Yeah, first and foremost, you need to know what's going to happen with Caden McDonald and Kenyatta Jackson. You don't want to rush a decision, but it will influence if you need another defensive tackle, which maybe Ohio State will pursue regardless. That's been a spot that, if you think back to the previous offseason, we spent 8 months coming off the national championship talking about the depth of the defensive line. So
yes,
that's why they got through this year without that. You know, Tywan Malone stepped up, did a great job. Edric Houston down the stretch was better, but it was pretty thin other than that. And once you saw Tywan Malone get banged up a little bit, Will Smith Jr. Was banged up a little bit going into the Cotton Bowl, then it got pretty dicey. And you don't want to have to, even if you get Caden McDonald back, you don't want to have to be in a situation where he plays 40, 50, 60 snaps and you don't have any depth, you don't have any ability to rotate. So I think that's probably a priority. Defensive end is the same situation because you're losing Caden Curry. You do have Zion Grady on the rise. You have some other young talent on the roster, I think, that can, Epi Satanale, guys that can really help. Obviously, that changes a lot if you keep Kenyatta Jackson. So some of that defensive line stuff is in flux, but I think somewhere that there's almost like no negotiation. You need to find an answer. You need a veteran presence. Caleb Downs is as close to impossible as any player you're going to find to replace.
I saw tomorrow on his podcast, though, he's announcing if he's coming back or if he's leaving off to the NFL.
Well, gosh, I wonder what it could be. What an all-time tease.
Man, I would be
back in 2 minutes.
Stunned if he goes to the NFL.
Yeah, will you?
Yeah, I'd be stunned.
Well, Ohio State will be stunned if Caleb Downs returns. So that would be, someone is going to be right and someone is going to be wrong.
Let me tell you one thing. Let me get ahead of this. I'm going to be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I will be wrong.
But I think
you got to go, man. You got to go. We don't want to see you leave. Obviously, more than welcome to come back, but you got to go to the NFL.
Yeah. And so I think you look, there's a lot to like with, you know, Leroy Roker, mm-hmm. Fahim Delane, some guys that we'll be talking a lot about heading into spring ball. But boy, when you lose Caleb Downs, someone who could be off the NFL draft boards in the first five picks, played as much as he did at as high of a level as he did for the last 2 years, that's going to be difficult. So, yeah, they've already hosted a safety. that came in, I believe, from Maryland over the weekend. They recruited Coy Parrish, who went to Minnesota. They were in the final two for that a couple years ago. I don't know if his dip as a sophomore or if his price tag will make Ohio State less willing or less able to get across the finish line, or even
hell of a player,
or even if they want to be in the race. I mean, that's going to be up to Mark Pantone and Ryan Day and Matt Patricia to decide that. But some way, somehow, I do think that safety and corner, basically that secondary right now, it's got to be replenished, and that's the spot, because it's not just that; it's also Lorenzo Styles, IGB, and Caleb Downs all at once.
Yeah, for sure it is. And look what Oregon did in getting like a Dylan Thienem in this year, and they still find themselves in the college football playoff as well. So that is a big area of concern, whether it's a portal, whether it's development. Like, I think we're going to be talking a lot about the safety position here this offseason with the impending announcement. Caleb Downs is going to
I'm not
going to
sleep
NFL.
Tonight.
That's going to be tomorrow. For now, Austin's question of the day. He brings us to the services of one defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. We're going to try to answer that coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
More ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Firm, he's going to join us coming up here around 6:46 this evening. He'll be positive or negative tonight.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you. Tomorrow,
maybe negative, knowing he could have Harbaugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know the Bengals announced that Zach Taylor and company would be back for another year. Maybe this forces their hand and changes that. Maybe they fire Zach Taylor and said, you know what, we're going to go and interview John Harbaugh.
Anything can happen. That carousel is spinning, baby.
It is spinning, and I saw Shefty tweet this out. Again, if you're just now joining us and you didn't catch Reimer's update at the very beginning of the show, John Harbaugh fired from the Ravens, which is crazy. I mean, you were a field goal away from winning the AFC North and getting into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, who knows what happens, right? Like, we've seen it time and time again. Teams get hot. Unfortunately for the Ravens, they had the Night King magic go against them and Aaron Rodgers. I've seen that story 3,000 times. So I know what that feels like if you're a Ravens fan. I get it. It stinks. There's no worse feeling in the world than Aaron Rodgers ripping your soul out. So John Harbaugh ends up being fired. If I'm the Browns, I'm immediately calling John Harbaugh and his agent, his representation. And I did see Shefty tweet this out. In the first 45 minutes after John Harbaugh was fired this afternoon, his agent, Brian Harlan, said that he received calls from 7 NFL teams expressing interest in his client.
Are there that many openings?
I think now, right? Didn't the Ravens push it to 7? So maybe one was a coordinator and the other 6 were head jobs.
Ravens were like, we have a job opening. John Harbaugh's available?
Yeah, we should call this guy.
Let's get this guy. Look at his resume.
Yeah, we should do that. But yeah, I mean, immediately, if you are an NFL team, you have to be calling John Harbaugh.
I mean, you look at the coaching market and the cycle in the NFL, and everyone says, well, this is a relatively weak market. Like, Kevin Stefanski is immediately the most attractive candidate that's out there.
Nope, not now.
That only lasted 24 hours. Yeah. So if John Harbaugh wants to keep coaching, which I suspect he does.
Yes, he does.
He's going to have his pick of any job that he wants. So, yes, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you call John Harbaugh immediately. If you're John Harbaugh, do you just decline that call? It's not.
I think it all depends on how spiteful of a person John Harbaugh is.
Is the Harbaugh family known for holding grudges?
I will just say that John Harbaugh seems more a likable character than his brother Jim. All right? Mm.
I think that's a fair assessment.
But maybe at the end of the day, even if you had a better opportunity with a better franchise, maybe, that has won more recently or even just more than the Cleveland Browns.
Does he want to go to Vegas and be in the same division as his brother?
Yeah, he could also do that. Or you could take a flamethrower and say, Baltimore, you're going through a rebuild, and there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen with Lamar. Are you going to trade him? They kind of need to rebuild a little bit, even though, again, they were one missed kick away from getting into the playoffs and potentially going on a Super Bowl run. Now, that doesn't happen. It's an alternate reality for the Ravens at this point. But it all depends. Like, you want to go to the Browns, play in the same division as the Ravens, and say, hey, watch this. I took the Browns into becoming a playoff contender and a possible AFC North contender. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his motive is, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, if it's for revenge, then you strongly consider it. If you're talking about executing that revenge, then you look at, oh, these are still the Browns that I've been preparing to play twice a year, and their quarterback situation is a flaming dumpster. There's Deshaun Watson is still going to be there. This Shedeur Sanders. Maybe I'll wait. I'll just wait a little bit till that cap hit is not a billion dollars.
Hey, your starting quarterback.
He is
Austin.
A defensive guy.
Wait, you're spinning that as a positive?
They activated him off the IR at the end of the year, didn't they?
Well, I think.
Or they activated his practice window.
Activated his salary.
Yeah. By the way, I know this has nothing to do with the Buckeyes. Kevin Stefanski fell on the sword for that. I'm not even necessarily sure if Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Two-time coach of the year.
He is two-time coach of the year. Matt Nagy also won coach of the year.
He's already interviewing other places now.
I saw that. Yeah, I know. I saw it. I think a lot of NFL head coaches are bad, inherently. That's just my opinion. Austin, with all these NFL vacancies open, though,
yeah,
that brings us to your question of the day in the services of one current Ohio State defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. Obviously groomed in the NFL, spent a lot of time in the NFL, was not in college football for 20 years, spends 1 year here.
Pretty good at it.
Pretty good. Pretty good at calling defenses for Ohio State this season. Historic season for Ohio State. Ultimately came up short against Miami. Gave up some leaky yardage, as Sonny Styles said, kind of in his post game. Not ending the way that you want, but at the end of the day, only one team can you end that way with holding a national championship or a Super Bowl trophy. What's going on the Matty P front, Austin?
Yeah, so they sort of quickly dodged a bullet. I don't know if Matt Patricia would have wanted the Penn State job, taken the Penn State job, whatever, but Penn State showed interest in him a month ago before they hired Matt Campbell, the Nittany Lions did. So you think, okay, well, you take a deep breath there, sigh of relief, and you move on. But the real threat, I think, always will be the call of the NFL. His success at that level, people know that. His resume and his reputation speak for itself. And then he's done some of the image rehabilitation with the work that he's done in Columbus. Now, the flip side of that is Matt Patricia and his family, by all accounts, whether that's talking to me, whether that's talking to you, whether that's talking to Jay-Z or Bob, Matt Patricia has loved his time in Columbus. And I know that his family has as well. So they don't...
What's not to love?
It's the San Diego of the Midwest.
That's what people say. What that's attributed to, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's up for debate. But it's also an opportunity to shop for your groceries and build a defense. It's great. All the things that we've talked about for the last year. Matt Patricia vastly exceeded, I think, any reasonable expectation that you could have had for him as a defensive coordinator. At least mine. And maybe yours, but I won't speak for you. But
I
now
think certainly when you compared to what the noise was when Matt Patricia was hired, and then you saw what it was on the field, I think it became very apparent very quickly that that guy's in a different echelon than a lot of coordinators around the country.
So, and people are aware of that, what he did this year, what he did at New England, and I think it's a half dozen plus NFL organizations that have already been reaching out to try and gauge the interest of Matt Patricia to be a defensive coordinator for them.
Cowboys now, just fired theirs.
There's probably more than half a dozen because of the reputation of Matt Patricia. But so as Ohio State looks at this now, I had heard dating back to October, Ross Bjork, the administration, the athletic department were willing to do whatever it takes. They were blown away by what he did on the field. They were blown away by what he did off the field, willing to put an offer in front of Matt Patricia to make him potentially the highest paid assistant in the history of college football.
Oh,
now, what happened a year ago is worth reiterating. Chip Kelly was paid an astronomical amount, the highest, I think, in NFL history for a coordinator, and $6 million. That was foolish, and it changed the situation for Ohio State that they were not anticipating. And
to be fair, it also changed the situation and trajectory of the Raiders.
It did.
A two-for-one special.
For the worst, both financially and in terms of competition. And it wound up with Chip Kelly, you know, sliding into the job market and winding up as Northwestern's offensive coordinator.
That sounds awesome. Like a great gig.
Well, I mean, if you're still going to make that $6 million.
Sounds awesome.
There's not all that much that's wrong with it. But anyway, the point is, does Matt Patricia want to stay at Ohio State? Does he like being at Ohio State? I think the answer is yes. If an NFL team offers him a defensive coordinator role at the level of money that Chip Kelly was offered a year ago, is he going to be in a position to say no to that? That would be tough. So that puts Ohio State in a tough spot right now where I feel like they've done everything that they can. They have done everything within their power to give Matt Patricia an option to stay. And Matt Patricia, for his side, no one's doing anything wrong. It's certainly his prerogative, and he should have his options open. If someone wants to give you more money than anyone else who have ever done that role at the NFL level,
that seems like a pretty good
deal. You probably are going to take it. So, you know, it's not a matter of Ohio State being unwilling to pay Matt Patricia, and it is not a matter that Matt Patricia is in a hurry to leave. Everyone, I think, is doing right by the other party in the way that they're handling this. And the unfortunate part for Ryan Day is that just means he has to, in some ways, sit here and hope that somebody doesn't do something crazy to disrupt his plans, both for building the roster, for maintaining the defensive coaching staff, which has been so good, so that he doesn't find himself in a position that he was in 12 months ago, again, having to replace both his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator at the same time.
Well, and two, I mean, let's pump the brakes here for a second, because the coordinator jobs that are open today and are opening, right? I mean, we know that the NFL is a 24-hour news cycle. College football is a 24-hour news cycle right now with everything going on in the transfer portal and, you know, coaching carousels, all that. The NFL's still going through the playoffs too. So, I mean, guys from playoff teams will also be leaving and interviewing and getting jobs. So like these openings that are open right now are not the only openings that are going to be available 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now. Like there will be more on the horizon just as the coaching carousel continues to spin. So with that being said, maybe that for Matt Patricia offer or organization isn't out there right now. That's not to say that that won't be that, it won't be that situation or that case in a couple of weeks' time as you narrow down the NFL with the remaining games in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think, look, if you're Ryan Day, if you're an Ohio State fan, if you love what Matt Patricia did for the Buckeyes, you just have to hope that maybe the Raiders can practice some fiscal responsibility.
When has that happened?
Yeah, because if you're looking right now, who would be the leading contender to pursue Matt Patricia, and Tom Brady is trying to remake the Raiders in the image of the Patriots, what other way could you accomplish that? By bringing in Matt Patricia. So, you know, I think that Ohio State is confident, if it is not a Chip Kelly Raiders situation and doubling the salary and go and putting things so far out of reach that it would make no sense, because there are still going to be other defensive coordinators that would be available to Ohio State, just as there would be for NFL teams. They want Matt Patricia to stay. They will pay handsomely to get him to stay. That part is not up for debate. But they can't control if somebody else does something ludicrous, which is what happened to them last year.
To the tune of $6 million a year.
Just for example.
Whatever it is.
Hypothetically.
I don't even remember the Chip Kelly number, but
it was... $6 million.
Okay, that's what it was? Well, inflation is probably $7 million now. I mean, or something
along
those lines.
In Vegas bucks, it's $1 billion.
Vegas bucks don't count. They don't exist. It's not real.
Paying him at poker chips.
Austin's question of the day, everyone. We're going to answer part two coming up, which revolves around the Ohio State offense a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour. For now, though, we're going to head on to the trail with possibly negative berm coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The sound of Paul Keels calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, folks.
The World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible. by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities. And most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Common Man and Timmy.
But she goes out for recess, doesn't put the gloves on.
She doesn't know where they are.
She says, my hands hurt so much. We put lotion on, they burn. You know, you could avoid all this by putting the gloves on.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
The 2026 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer sets sail on the Silver Sea Silver Ray. It's an intimate ship with an even better experience. It's all-inclusive of beverages, shore excursions, taxes, and gratuities. Sail to bucket list ports like the Grand Turk, St. Martin, and St. Thomas. With Buckeye greats including Ryan Day, Bobby Carpenter, A.J. Hawk, the Boren Brothers, Ezekiel Elliott, Ryan Shazier, and more. Sailing from Fort Lauderdale, February 17th through the 24th. Call 614-792-6204 to book today.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best kind of power is star power. Let's go on the trail.
We head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, checking with our great friend. He is one half of the Austin and Berm Show, which you can watch on YouTube, 10 TV, 10 TV Plus. He is Jeremy Birmingham. Berm, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Can you do this math for me, sir? I'm not the math guy on the show. Austin isn't, so we're going to rely on you. In the first 45 minutes after John Harbaugh was fired this afternoon, his agent said he received calls from seven NFL teams expressing interest. There are currently only six openings, which means one team that has a head coach has called John Harbaugh about his services. Would that be the Cincinnati Bengals, Berman? Would you be on board for that?
Bengals. Would I be on board with it? Of course, I would be on board with you receiving a call to replace Zach Taylor at Brandon. But it's certainly not the Bengals doing it, because they don't lack the foresight or the aggression as a front office to do things that are actually good for the franchise.
Are you going down to Duke Tobin's press conference on Friday? How's that work? Are you making the drive down?
I'm not. This will be one I'm just going to have to skip. I did not get an invite, and I'm not sure that the Tobin family or the Brown family or the Tobin Brown family, whatever you want to call it, wants people with dissenting opinions like that, because they stink. They stink. They're stinky.
Beamer was wondering if we were going to get optimistic Berm on this show, and I was like, I don't think so, not based on our previous recording of the beat for Wednesday. And then he's like, well, I'll just talk about the Bengals and guarantee some negativity. I really leaned into it.
Well, I mean, it's just perspective. Honestly, if you want to get positive about Ohio State, it's much easier to do so when we can pinpoint the difference between winning franchises and the Bengals.
Okay, we can. Well, how are they going about building a winner for 2026 right now with all of the portal combat going on, Berm? What's the good news that's out there?
Well, the good news is that the day started with a commitment from John Walker, a defensive tackle from Central Florida that Ohio State really wanted badly out of high school 3 years ago. He took an official visit to Ohio State. The Buckeyes felt like at that time that they were the team to beat. He ended up staying home and playing at Central Florida. He's a big 6'3", 6'4", 320-pounder who, whether or not Caden McDonald returns for Ohio State, is the type of player you need in the middle. That's not, you know, outside of their own possibility yet for the Buckeyes. So if you could pair Caden McDonald with a guy like John Walker, you have a really, really big and strong interior defensive line to build the defense with next year, which is priority one if the Buckeyes are handling the transfer portal machinations right now, because you're expecting to replace, you know, nine or so starters on defense.
I just hear Niner in there as we get
calling from a walkie-talkie.
Berm with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Berm, to you right now, most pressing question for the Buckeyes as they enter the 2026 offseason is what? Coaching staff, player retention, player bringing in from the portal. What is it to you about the most pressing needs for Ohio State as currently constructed right now?
I think it has to be the offensive coordinator question, and now kind of tandem with that is making sure that Matt Patricia sticks around. So you're going to a very, very difficult season next year schedule-wise for Ohio State, one of the more difficult in the last, I don't know, 20 years probably. And you're going to do that with an offense that should be primarily returning, at least amongst your starters. And so you feel okay there. But until you know who's calling plays and all the other pieces that Ohio State has to answer as far as the alignment of the staff, it's hard to really think about anything else, because, you know, you need starters to in the defensive transfer portal, but if Matt Patricia ends up being offered a head coaching job somewhere in the NFL, then a lot of these kids are not going to want to come to Ohio State if you don't know who your defense coordinator is. So I think a lot of these questions just need to be answered. The Buckeyes have been working on that stuff for months now, especially with Matt Patricia, and now the last month with the offensive coordinator needs. But getting that figured out, I think, is priority one. Unfortunately, it does run, you know, directly into the part of the calendar we're in, which is where you have to also host recruits and transfers and try to figure out which guys you can pay and which ones in your current roster are asking for crazy money despite the fact that they've never been an impact player. And so there's all these moving parts. And, hey, college football has let itself get really fat and ugly.
That's no way to go through life. When you talk about the offensive coordinator search, Berm, they're just like last year when the defensive spot was being bandied about that you could maybe fill that in-house with Tim Walton and Matt Guerrieri. Some of that conversation has existed for Ohio State offensively this offseason with Keenan Bailey, Billy Fessler, Tyler Bowen, some combination of both or all. How confident are you that Ryan Day will ultimately find a way to bring in an additional coach to be the head coach of the offense, knowing that that person might not be a full-time recruiter or would require some sort of other logistical adjustment?
I think that we have seen over the last couple of years that Ryan Day is not afraid to make stark and drastic changes if he needs to. I don't believe that he wants to move on from any of his current assistant coaches. So I think that's one piece of the puzzle that the administration needs to figure out, because I think he really does trust Billy Fessler and Carlos Lachlan and Keenan Bailey. And now, you know, with Tyler Bowen heading into year two and Cortez Hankton, I think it makes sense for Ohio State as a university to say, hey, we're going to change up the way college football views its coaching staffs and go out and find a guy who is just an offensive coordinator. Now that means Ross Bjork and the athletic side of things has to be willing to spend a little bit more money. So how you do that, I don't know. I'm confident that will happen because I think Ryan Day understands how pivotal next year is. And it's not the same as this year where you went into it coming off a national championship and you feel like maybe you had a little bit of leeway if the season didn't go perfect. I don't think that's the case next year. I think even as crazy as it sounds, since they just won a national championship a year ago, there is a lot of pressure to make sure that next year, because of that tough schedule, is not a year that you just kind of punt on. You need to have a winning plan in place, and I think Ryan Day understands that.
Berm, who's the most important visitor that Ohio State is having here this week? I mean, Austin was mentioning some of the names, but you are the expert on these things.
Yeah, I mean, Chaz Coleman is the name that people are going to talk about the most. He's one of the higher-ranked prospects in the transfer portal, but you know, he's a guy that's never started a college football game and has one career sack. So a lot of the buzz around him, a lot of the hype is based on potential, based on the fact that he's an Ohio kid. To me, it's Kayan Lee, the cornerback from Auburn, who was a longtime Ohio State commitment when he was coming out of high school 3 years ago. He's on campus today. I think with the losses of Bryce West and Aaron Scott, you just can't let him go somewhere else, because there's maybe not another player that you're going to find in the portal who more naturally fits what the Buckeyes are losing with Lorenzo Styles. So I think, to me, he's that guy. And then it's making sure that Caden McDonald and Kenyatta Jackson find a way to get paid and return. So that's certainly a tall order and a lot of a big ask, because you are maybe up against a potential first-round NFL grade for Caden McDonald. But Ohio State and Matt Patricia and the relationship that he has with Caden, I think that's just another reason why it's so incumbent on the Buckeyes to make sure that Matt Patricia's extension gets done quickly, so that guys like Caden McDonald can know where they stand.
In the last 30 seconds or so, what else is burning in your brain? What's going on?
Let's go back to Zach Taylor. I'm just kidding. I don't want to talk any more about the Bengals ever again. Nothing really. I mean, you know, I'm just looking forward to a nice, quiet January when January 17th happens, you know?
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff. The Ohio State fans who are thinking that the transfer portal is over for their side, I think, may, you know, not want to feel that way, because there are so many things that can happen between now and January 16th. So just, you know, stay frosty, folks. Stay frosty.
Berm, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday evening. Looking forward to hearing your question for Duke Tobin at the Friday presser, and we'll check in again soon. All right.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Jeremy Birmingham with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I think Berm was just alluding to this, but the college football calendar looks like it could potentially be getting an overhaul. We'll do that in the Pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter demands that you watch Morning Juice on YouTube. If you don't, Tito will move into your house.
Live at 6 a.m. on YouTube and streaming on The Fan app.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team, or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Nolanho. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When it comes to all-wheel drive vehicles, nobody gives you more to choose from than Toyota, including the best-selling Camry and the best-selling RAV4.
You've also got Toyota's five brothers, which include the best-selling Tacoma and the legendary new 4Runner.
All-wheel drive gives you the traction you need for confident driving on any road, in any weather.
With 25 different all-wheel drive choices, there's only one thing you need to know.
Nobody knows all-wheel drive better than Toyota. Let's go places.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection and early diagnosis.
The James Cancer Diagnostic Center at Ohio State
is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis.
We are transforming care by giving patients direct access
to cancer experts who study and treat cancer every day.
If you think you have cancer, the choice is clear.
Choose the James Cancer Diagnostic Center.
Start your morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets. All for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one. Where wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking cloudy skies here for tonight with lows down to about 40. And then for tomorrow here on your Wednesday, cloudy skies in the morning, but sunshine for the afternoon and a high near 50. We'll be up into the mid-50s on Thursday with more cloud cover building in and eventually tracking the rain here for Thursday night into Friday. But we are still tracking warm temperatures with highs in the lower 60s on Friday with near record highs expected, but eventually looking at some colder air with highs back in the 30s here by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Are we drinking the Scarlet and Gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Adam King is going to join us at 7:30.
Maybe. You can't guarantee that.
I can't guarantee anything that he does. I can't. Said he's sitting in traffic.
But I didn't even tell
7:20 on a Tuesday.
I didn't even
what
tell you
what kind of traffic is there? Where are you at?
He sent me that text.
I hope he's listening right now to us.
I hope he's sitting in the car.
He better be.
Give him a little insight to what the 7:30 conversation.
Let's live look up the traffic right now in Columbus. Thanks, Google. Everything is green.
All green.
Everything is green.
They must have taken too long to make his burrito.
Is he going to get some dinner?
That's when we saw him before the show.
Where did he go? Was that 5:55 or 5:50? Goes, Dom, I'm leaving. I'm going to go get some dinner.
Cincinnati.
I mean, maybe he went down to Circleville. I don't know. But
he wanted some of that pizza you like.
Oh, yeah. It's good pizza. Why am I blank? Reimer, what's the good pizza place in Circleville?
There's a lot of pizza places in Circleville.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the one that I like.
Oh, I thought that was your favorite.
The one that I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
Crushed it.
Yeah. Gibby's was a great spot down there.
Yeah.
That place.
Gantz?
Yeah, Gantz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Maybe Adam went to Gantz to get us some pizza for dinner.
Glad we got there.
Pizza is pretty good.
Yeah, all green. So Adam King's going to join us at 7:30, or he won't. And then we'll just have to stall yet again.
I hope you're okay out there, television's Adam King.
I hope you get back for your TV that you need to be on for tonight.
And if you squeeze in some radio, all the better.
Yeah, it's fine. We already had to bump him once. He was supposed to come on at 6:30. And he said, can I bump that to the 7 o'clock hour? I said, yeah, sure. Whatever you want. Whatever you need, Adam.
I think.
Let me just bend over backwards. Make the show for you. Whatever
maybe,
you want to do.
Maybe it's my fault, Beamer. Maybe he's punishing me because yesterday I was 5 minutes late to get down to the studio to record Talking Tuesday with him. And
did you get an earful?
No, I said, hey, man, things have been pretty busy around here. I'm 5 minutes late. He said, no need to apologize. But then there must have been a response that was like, I'm just going to make you pay tomorrow.
That's exactly what he did.
He's so diabolical.
He is.
He really is.
He is. Austin will pivot.
Also, I was really hoping that he'd be in here to make this hit because 7 days ago at this exact time, there was also a real extravaganza with television's Adam King.
Oh.
And me driving him around Dallas in the midst of his lost voice escapades. Thank God.
Was this New Year's Eve Eve?
This was, right. It was Tuesday before the game.
Okay. So New Year's Eve Eve, the 30th of December.
Maybe it was Monday. I don't know. We'll have to double check. The days all blur together for me, but it was around this time ferrying him around to multiple urgent cares.
I didn't know this.
Oh yeah. So that's a teaser for you. He better get in here to tell his side of the story.
I mean, he was telling all sides of the story a little bit earlier on. We were just chopping it up. Good old pals.
But he didn't talk about me.
No.
And he
I think
would
there's
not,
a reason for that.
He wouldn't have had the opportunity to be saved if I hadn't also tied all this into my visit with my parents because I took my dad's car and drove up to Dallas. So the only person who had the ability to help him out to go to urgent care was me. thanks to my dad's car.
She just said, you know what? I don't want to drive around Dallas right now.
Which my dad then needed on Thursday when I got down there so that he could drive to the ER.
That was a real problem, though. Yeah. TV guy losing his voice. It's fine. Battle through it.
Yeah. He was fired up on Talking Tuesday, by the way. You finally have your choice. Beat Michigan or win a national championship. The last 2 years are right there for you.
Yeah, they sure are.
Which do you want?
Did I say that on the postgame show right after Ohio State lost to Miami? Maybe. You can go back and listen to that if you'd like. But
cut that tape on.
Yeah, who knows? Austin, let's try to attempt to answer part two of your question of the day.
Okay.
Because part one was around Matt Patricia. You can always go back and watch the YouTube show, listen to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast from about Matt Patricia and his future here with Ohio State or possibly back in the NFL. This one revolves around the offensive coordinator or the head coach of the offense, whatever you want to term it. But as currently constructed for Ohio State, the way that the coaching staff is assembled,
yep,
you would either A, need to let someone go to put that person as a full-time assistant to be able to go and travel and recruit, because they still have the NCAA rules out there that qualify only 10 assistant coaches plus the head coach as the guys who can go on the road and recruit. Or you could make them not a recruiting coach, make them straight up a play caller, offensive coordinator. I don't know exactly what Ohio State is going to do. This is a question we had last week. It's kind of been pretty quiet on the offensive coordinator front for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, it's not entirely clear or maybe not definitive what Ryan Day intends to do. And that is the biggest question, is how you want to manage that, because there is a lot of confidence in what Tyler Bowen has done as a recruiter. I think the development of the offensive line was maybe not as good as it had been under Justin Fry previously, but you know, he was hired for a reason 12 months ago. I don't think there's been anything that changed where Ohio State would want to move on from him. That's definitely the same situation where they love Carlos Lachlan, Billy Fessler, Keenan Bailey, all across that staff. Ryan Day trusts those individuals involved, and then he just, you know, made a hire with Hankton, so to be the wide receivers coach out of LSU. So what does that mean? Assuming you don't want to let somebody go, maybe you are starting to set a new precedent for what that role is going to look like. And you are now in this era of unlimited coaching spots on college football staffs.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still, for whatever reason, I don't know what the benefit of that is or isn't. Maybe you just don't want recruiting budgets ballooning out of control when people constantly on the road. I don't know. That's not going to happen anyway because of the way that the calendar is constructed. There isn't a time to go take in-home visits the way that used to be. In fact, you can't do that now. And there's only one or two off weeks where you could go evaluate players in person anyway. So what difference does it make if you're designated as a full-time recruiter?
Yeah, it's not like it was 10 years ago.
Not in any way, shape, or form. So if that's the case, it's almost easier than it's ever been to say, you know what, we use Brian Daboll as the shorthand for the kind of, you know, Matt Patricia candidate that you could pursue on the offense. If you say to him, look,
the Ryan Day School of Rehabilitation,
you don't want to go on the road. You don't want to be involved with recruiting sales pitches. You don't have to be. Now, Matt Patricia liked it.
Which is something I was very wrong at the beginning.
Big surprise. And especially with the relationships he's developed and this, you know, wanting to be able to choose who plays in his system and how he can use them. He's been very good at that. But if you give that option to somebody, and it doesn't have to be Dable, it could be Joe Moorhead, a sitting head coach somewhere. It could be Tommy Reese. It could be whoever. I'm not naming actual candidates because I don't know who is advanced in any discussions.
That's not what I just heard. I heard you naming dudes.
It's too late.
You already put the names out into the ether. They're already out there.
Good thing they're not names I haven't already said. But
John Harbaugh,
if he's
available.
I think he's a special teams guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's an offensive guy. Ben Johnson?
Ohio State might need a special teams coach, so that's a
Would that be a full-time position, or would that be a recruiting coach?
It's not going to be a recruiting coach because they're already full on that front. They're not going to take that away from James Laurinaitis or Tim Walton or Matt Guerrero or Larry Johnson if he decides to stick around, which that's another thing that we're sort of waiting on, if the annual discussion about when he might retire or if he's going to retire or if he will coach forever, which he's earned the right to make that choice. And last year's defensive line play was another testament to what he's done there. But that's all to say, if they're going to go down that road, which Berm said it, now I think is correct, that Ryan Day will get a head coach of the offense, you're probably telling somebody you're not going to be involved in recruiting, or you don't have to be involved in recruiting. You get to put together ball plays and game plans and call it on Saturday. You still get to be in the facility. That's the part that's changed. You can still work directly with positions, or, you know, you can walk around, do whatever you want. But that's, I think that has to happen, because Ryan Day, if they don't do that, then the temptation and maybe the necessity for Ryan Day to get involved in play calling mm-hmm. will be right there. He may have to do that, because you're talking about three younger coaches with this schedule and week two at Texas. I just don't think that's going to work. And I don't think Ryan Day deep down wants to go back in time. We know that he doesn't need that play sheet in his hand. We know that he's better served in that CEO role, and that's why he needs a head coach of the offense, in my opinion.
Adam King, again, is either going to join us or not. Here in 2 minutes, it's the Buckeye Show.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team, or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Early on snow days, because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available, or save up to $6,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find your local Kubota dealer at BuckeyeKubotaDealers.com.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillow Soft plush dual feel and extra firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out here on a Tuesday. Well.
He's here!
Well.
Oh, and he's got a voice. That's good for radio.
That's right.
Where did you go? What traffic were you stuck in? Where was it at?
Let me tell you something.
Dox yourself.
I was... You ever been on the Olentangy River Road?
Yeah.
Every traffic...
Every day.
Also, can we... Okay, actually, Olentangy River Road, outside of like... I don't know how to describe it, like the Spectrum building. I don't know what that is. Coming that way, past the new Chipotle and everything... It's like a roller coaster.
It's one
of the craziest things I've ever seen.
I like to just throw my hands up and whatever happens.
Far right hand lane.
How do we live in a world where literally you can hit that thing and you're whoa?
And if you get any ice or water over there, boy, that roller coaster can get.
I mean, it's just absolutely wild. I'd like to start off by complaining about something.
Yeah, go ahead.
That has absolutely nothing to do with sports.
All right.
Whoa.
Real sidebar, and this has just come up in my life recently. There's a Netflix documentary about a man who sues Pepsi trying to get a Harrier jet.
Where's my jet?
Yes, where's my jet?
What's the crux of this lawsuit?
The idea is the man
wants his jet.
Idea is Pepsi said, we're going to give out Pepsi points. I don't know, this was sometime in the past, like back in the 90s. They said, we're going to give out Pepsi points. And they ran an ad and said, like, 30 Pepsi points, you get a t-shirt. 50 Pepsi points, you get sunglasses.
Yeah.
And 7 million Pepsi points, you get a Harrier jet. And so this guy like figured out a way to get 7 million Pepsi points and was like,
give him his jet.
Yeah.
And they were like, Pepsi was a joke.
Pepsi said no. And there was no disclaimer on the ad or anything.
False advertising.
Long story short.
He's due that jet or a financial.
So long story short, 4-episode documentary on Netflix, which let me be clear, that is a commitment. You are locking in on a premise.
Are these 30 or a full hour?
It was about 35 each. But still, you're talking about 2 hours and 20 minutes of a documentary. You got to hook me. I get 4 episodes into this thing. Guess what?
Guy dies.
Guy didn't get the jet.
What?
The whole story. Doesn't matter. The whole thing was like.
Did he get any money?
Nothing.
They were just like, no, you know what? Everyone knew Pepsi was joking. Yeah. Sorry.
It literally,
I thought this was America. You could sue your way to anything you wanted.
It was literally, episode 4, and I'm like, there's only 12 minutes.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
I don't need to watch it now.
I'm like, there's only 12 minutes left in the show, and they haven't even gotten to the court case. I'm like, that's the big thing. They get it all the way to federal court.
They get to court?
Yeah, they get to federal court with 12 minutes to go in this series, and then they're like, yeah, she said no. Anyway, so this was the... So I just wanted to get that out there because I was listening to the documentary while I was on my way back here. And I was like, you know what? Because I'm just annoyed. Like, why put that in a 4-part documentary? That could have been a Cliff Notes.
That could have been an hour. Been an hour miniseries.
Yes, boom, exactly.
Some of these concepts they have are really great. And it makes for an enticing blurb and a trailer. And you're like, that is going to be good. And then Netflix signs off on it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it. And then there's like, oh, well, nobody told us that the ending was... Nothing. Like, just we only have the beginning third of a story.
And like, you know, the end of a documentary when you're like it starts you read the stuff about the future. Like
it's the best part of the documentary.
Yes. And so
here's the caveat. Every movie should have at the very end what happened to the characters.
Yes.
Should. The Sandlot. It's the best one ever.
Yeah.
It tells you what all those kids went on to do in their life.
I love it.
Imagine if Inception ended. And instead of having to wonder, just said, and 10 years later, the top stopped spinning.
There you go. I mean, that's it.
Oh, that clears it up. Thank
you so much. Down. And you walk out of the theater happy.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
You know what the 10 years later was for this guy? It said, John, whatever his name is, never got his Harrier jet. But he does have a beautiful wife and kids.
Come on.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
We weren't invested in the wife and kids. Hey, Pepsi, where's my wife and kids? Oh, they're in the living room.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, what are we doing?
Netflix got you, man.
And they did get me.
That's terrible.
But you know what they didn't get is the rest of the listeners in Central Ohio right now. Because they're like, Saved them.
The Adam King official review, that is 2 thumbs down. Yes. Nobody watch that. Nobody waste your time on that.
That sounds like a new... segment every Tuesday night on the Buckeye Show when we're going to get at Adam King watching on Netflix that you should not.
Yeah,
I should recommend Dune. I watched Dune 1 and 2 the other day. Yeah, very good. Didn't know anything about it. I know they've been out for years.
Is that like a video game?
No, that's a book. You're thinking of The Last of Us, which is an HBO show.
Oh, that's right.
With Pedro Pascal.
You're thinking of the Mario Brothers
movie. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're thinking of Super Mario. That's right. What you're thinking of. You should watch Dune. Dune is
Sonic and Knuckles. That's C.J. Donaldson and James Peoples.
How'd their seasons go?
Yeah. Well, James Peoples is in the transfer portal.
Yeah. Did it go better or worse than your urgent care ER experience in Dallas last week?
You know,
being chauffeured by Mr.
This
Ward.
Is great. The people of Central Ohio don't know this story. Jacob, do you know this story?
I don't know.
Okay. So, Jacob, there are people in your life that you never want to let go of. And Austin Ward. Austin,
if you don't know that now, Jacob, you will find out. Yep.
Jacob, think about your wife. Okay. She's one of them. Yeah. Write that down. Austin. I'm in Dallas, and I don't know if you know this or not. I lost my voice. I went from sounding like a lot of people say that I have the greatest voice on earth, golden vocal cords. I went from that to, anyway, that's my take on the Miami game. And so Austin, the sweet man, I texted him. I said, what are you doing? He said, absolutely nothing. Oh, I don't do any work ever. What do you need? And I said, can you drive me to a CVS? I just want to get a doctoral opinion on why my voice went from fine at noon to gone. And so we drive to CVS, and I go in CVS, and I'm like, well, that didn't work today. There's nobody there. And so then he takes me to
trying to go to a minute clinic in there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so then he takes me to an urgent care, and I go in the urgent care, and I told Austin, mind you, I'm talking to him through my phone. I was using an
app. That's the best part.
I was using an app on my phone because I was trying to save my voice. and the app was using Santa Claus, which was amazing. So everything I was saying was Santa AI talking to Austin. And
he would be sitting, so I'm driving, he's feverishly typing into his phone and then deleting what he wrote because he makes a million typos.
It's accurate.
So Santa can't say that. And then he starts laughing and then plays Santa's voice and then is pounding the dash like,
who are you, Nick Saban?
trying not to keep laughing, trying not to lose his voice. And that's how we're communicating. Me and AI Adam King through Santa.
And so he drives me to the surgery care and I said, Austin, leave. Like, I'll Uber back. Mind you,
he's not saying leave. He's wildly gesturing. I said, no, I'll wait for you. I get, it's fine. It's early. I don't have to be there. It is casino night tonight in the media hospitality.
The fellow likes to roll the dice.
But that's okay. And then he's just frantically waving his arms.
So then I go inside and the lady's like, it'll be an hour, but there's an urgent care down the street that can take you in 10 minutes.
Good. Go there.
And so I look at my phone and I'm like, boy, I told him I would Uber. I have 2% battery.
Oh my God, you're a mess. How have you survived for this long?
And so then I walk outside and I'm like, maybe he didn't leave. No, he's gone, as he should have. And so I call him to come back. This is my favorite part of the whole story. I call him to come back. He's in a rental car. Or no, you're in your dad's car.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember what his dad's car looks like. So I have a mask on because I don't know what those people got urgent care. I don't want to get.
Could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
So I got a mask
and
on.
You could have anything.
Well, that's right. I have a mask on. So I walk outside. And so this car that I think is Austin is pulling up and I have a mask on and I'm going, hi. It was a random woman who for sure called the police and was like, this guy has got to get out of here.
This guy is on too many.
Yep. Anyway, Austin came back.
Goofballs.
Took me to the next urgent care, saved my life.
Urgent care number two.
I got a nice steroid shot in my butt.
Nice.
Back to
then
work.
You switched to a different voice. It was like, I don't know.
Old Greg.
Oh, it was a British guy.
It was like a Harry Potter.
Oh,
voice,
yeah.
And it was like, I just got a shot in my butt.
pretty spot on.
Like a Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
A little broke to it. I just got a shot in my butt.
And anyway, that's and my like, take
pointing,
on the Buckeyes.
He's pointing at his butt. I'm like, I figured it out. I know where that is.
Yeah, yeah. I can infer where that's at. What's your biggest question about Ohio State this offseason?
Well, right now? If you go to Talkin' Tuesday on the beat.
Why were you so fired up?
You want to know why I was fired up?
Yeah.
You want to know why I was fired up? Because I'm tired of the constant sounding of the alarm. Let's save the alarm, people. The alarm comes if Matt Patricia isn't here in a month. The alarm comes when the world around you is collapsing and when
searching for an urgent care and you're freaking some lady out.
That's the alarm.
Honda CRV.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everything's going to be fine. It's like nobody wants to see how the sausage is made. And the sausage is getting made right now. Just wait. Just, you know what? Take your phone, throw it in a river. We'll see you in a month. And guess what? In a month, you'll see a roster that you're really excited about, an offensive coordinator that you're excited about, and a defense that's going to be just as, you know, confident with Matt Patricia at the helm. Just throw.
Name some names, Adam. Who are you looking forward to as offensive coordinator? Austin did it in the last
segment. Brian Daboll.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you said in the last segment?
I said I shouldn't say any names.
But yeah, I said Brian Daboll yesterday, and apparently everyone's like, well, it's a done deal because Adam King said it. One guy got, you know, what a nice thing he said online. He said, you know, Adam King might be a goof, but he's really in touch and does a good job. And I responded back
to him.
That's
a lovely thing to say.
That's so sweet of you to say.
I said, goof. Hold on. I'm a very serious man, okay? I'm a very serious man.
What does Liberty call you?
This is great. Liberty calls me Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, his daughter, because I just have such an optimistic view of life. And I think everybody...
Hold on, before we go any further, is this like a Johnny Depp, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, or are we talking about Gene Wilder, like back in the day?
I think I'm the kid. I'm not Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
I'm Charlie
Bucket.
You're a grown man.
But that's Charlie Bucket.
Grandpa Pete.
No, I'm Grandpa who lays in bed the whole time, and magically when a fortune comes along, I roll out of bed and I'm ready to go.
I can get out of bed for that.
That guy's selfish.
Yeah. So anyway, Buckeye Nation.
Can't win with him.
In conclusion, don't watch the documentary about Where's My Jet. And number two, it's going to be okay. We all know that there was a big, you know, big visit today in the Woody. There's a lot going on. Trust the process. We saw them get one good guy today. You just start stacking days. What we need to do is get to January 20th.
Mm.
Because once there is no more football being played, I think everything will feel a little bit better. But the fact that we have to talk about this now while other teams are preparing for a Fiesta Bowl is garbage. And that's where it's frustrating. And I get that.
Before think about Thursday night when Beamer and I are doing the show right before the Fiesta Bowl.
I know, yes. Right? God, that's going to be no fun. So before we get you out of here, you are confirming that Brian Daboll is coming.
Thank you very much. Yes.
That's the one thing just I took away from this.
And just to be clear, everything that I, when someone asks me, what do you think is a good idea? Everything that I say is fact. So that's, you know, no, I like it, but it's not it, the idea of a Brian Daboll-esque mm-hmm. is a good fit. And I think that's kind of where you came from with it. His personality would be perfect for college football, and is obviously his offensive mindset is great. A lot of people are talking about Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury has an ego that I don't think anybody.
I'm not talking about Cliff.
Who's
Kingsbury.
Who's talking about Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, now you guys just confirmed it on your show that he's going to be the next offensive coordinator. So I don't know.
You said it.
No,
that's, no one near it's said this that. Goof, this well-intentioned goof with all the good news.
It wasn't really your good dinner. Job.
I just want to say
goofballs.
I had the best carrot cake I've ever had in my life.
What?
Yeah. That's your teaser.
All right. Well, we're going to find out where that's at in the break. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little Buckeye hoops from last night. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Save big money.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
On the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube. Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Thedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan.
This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind. That's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and 3-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team. And Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear. Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at townwithane.properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Austin and I are going to be done here in about 7 minutes or so. Now you take a little hour and a half break and then fire us right back up at 9:30 because we got Jackets coverage coming to you a little bit later. 9:30, pregame coverage. And then at 10 o'clock, your Columbus Blue Jackets are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. A little West Coast trip for the CBJ. That's a 10 o'clock start for them tonight. They also play at 10 o'clock on Thursday, which is the same for Ohio State men's basketball, as they will be in Oregon at 10:30 on Thursday night.
Big, big Thursday night.
Well, we were just
don't even worry about football. It doesn't exist.
No. I mean, it'll probably take up one screen in here when Reimer and I are doing the hoops game against Oregon.
It's going to be pain, man. I mean, not only that Ohio State's season is over, not even that Ohio State fans don't get to watch their team again compete for national championship, but I'm supposed to be at the Camelback right now. Think about me.
That place just magic land?
It's so great. This was the ideal for the press box stop. Let's bring it back once more before it's retired forever and we never bring it up again.
Okay.
Going from the Cotton
that
Bowl.
That won't happen.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably right. Cotton Bowl to Fiesta Bowl to Miami is like everything you could ever hope for. It's Shangri-La to Valhalla. It's like, I mean, Bamer, this Camelback setup. Like,
is it a hotel?
Yeah. Camelback Inn and suites. You got golf right there. You can climb up into the mountain there if you want to do that. Or you can just go hang out in the hospitality suite. That's like, what does this place even exist for? Why is this like
the JW Marriott?
Why does this three-bedroom bungalow exist? Oh, well, you know, we use it for Fiesta Bowl for the media, but if Beyonce's in Scottsdale, this is where she stays. Oh, cool.
You got to be pretty confident in yourself to have a giant etching on the outside of the building that just says where time stands still.
Yeah.
That's pretty baller.
We got, I think it was
we should go. Let's go.
It was the 2019 game. We were there for 8 days. Now,
the greatest 8 days of your life.
I'm not advocating. My liver is almost healed. I'm not advocating for going back. As I said, compressing the college football playoff calendar, compressing the college football calendar as a whole is mandatory and necessary. And so I don't think you need to go back to the days of like coming up with beef bowls and going to amusement parks.
Well, shout out the beef bowl, though.
To take up all this time for
Lowry's prime rib.
You got the Pop-Tarts Bowl now.
Yes, but I'm talking about things where they like would have the football team show up and, hey, how many prime ribs can you eat?
Here's a
like,
carriage ride at Disneyland.
And they're going to give you a championship belt you know, for winning these nonsense games in the build up to the bowl game. I'm not advocating for that, but there's a part of me that misses 8 days at the Camelback in the middle of December and not being
sure
in Ohio.
Allie and Lib really are upset about that too.
Allie took advantage of the Camelback in 2015, so she understands. She gets it. The build up to the game was great, but she was pregnant with Liberty, watching the 31-0 beatdown against Clemson. So everything else, she gets it, but don't think she's going to say, you know what, go do that again.
No, I don't think that she will either.
But that was supposed to be right now.
Buckeye basketball lost the heartbreaker last night, 72-69 to Nebraska. Shout out Nebraska, man. Nebraska ball.
Undefeated. What a season.
On the season, Reimer and I talked about this last night, you know, in postgame when we were doing it, and we were talking about it a little bit before the show started. The team just, not that they can't catch a break, but it's been a different story each one of their losses. That you go back to, you know, the North Carolina game, which they should have won that game.
Absolutely.
It was a minor miracle that they got back into the game against Nebraska last night, but then you took the lead and you were feeling good about it. And then the 50-50 balls, like I know that the hockey guys will say puck luck. Like you had no luck at the bounce of the ball going your way last night. Still had a shot to tie it at the end. You couldn't get there. This is now an Ohio State team who has 4 losses on the year. It is a monster road trip that they're going on. And honestly, it's probably the best 2 teams that you could have hoped to play this year in Oregon and Washington, because you got UCLA coming into the shot after you return home. But you got to start going. Like, the history is the history. The last 6-7 years of this program, we know what happens in the month of January. You're already starting to count yourself against other teams in college basketball. Now, there's a long way to go in the season, but it has to start Thursday, and it has to continue through Sunday when you're on the road.
They've built a little cushion. They've handled the first 2+ months of the regular season the way that they need to, right? If you had one more win, you'd feel even more comfortable, but this is not a team that is teetering on the edge right now, but it can get that way in a hurry. As you mentioned, Beamer, if you get into one of these January slides, which we've seen from the Buckeyes in the past, or, you know, struggles in the middle of the Big Ten schedule, it can get dicey in a hurry. You've done all this work. Just don't squander it. I think you get a split out there on the West Coast. It's not easy to deal with the travel. You come back. Yes, you're still going to be in a spot where you have to take care of business down the stretch. That's going to be the reality no matter what, but you've done a lot of good work. Don't let it get away from you in January. Now, they played hard last night.
They played so hard, and they expended so much energy trying to get back in the game. And that's been the thing with this team. They get down in such a big hole in a hurry that you're fighting tooth and nail to get back into these games.
Yeah, and run out of gas down the stretch. But I think we can all look at this team and see you're in a good position right now. You're probably on the correct side of the bubble. But it's crazy that we even have to be putting it in those terms when there's just still 4 losses, but you just know that this meat grinder is about to really begin, and it can get more precarious in a hurry if you don't take care of the ones that are available to you.
And we've seen this all before, really. Like, we're in this spot with all the close losses, and yeah, it's still early January, but it's been the same story year after year. So like, we kind of know what to expect.
I know that you're going to have a quiet night ahead of you. We will leave you with this. Quincy Porter in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I thought that was coming.
Yeah, just came down 3 minutes ago. Austin, have a great night. I'll talk to you on Thursday. All right?
All right.
Everybody have an awesome night. Blue Jackets will be up at 9:30. Something else is up next on The Fan.
Matty Ice is currently bathing himself in creamy jalapeno dip.
And I've officially run out of ways to tease this show. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan.